Hello, everybody. This is L. Ron Ferguson, and this is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. Today, I'm Meredith Locker, and myself are hosting the show. Because, you guessed it, where's Cal? He's not here. He's gone. So we have to make the show as good as possible and give you as much free hypnosis information as your big hypnosis brains can handle to make you the best hypnotherapist that you can be for free. Let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith is a true one percenter, best of the best, five-pather extraordinaire. Meredith and myself are probably just a few of the people in the world, I think up to 16 or 17 people who have had the opportunity to go through an internship and have a video review with you-know-who. And Meredith is one of the last people to be able to do that. She has a great practice up in the Los Angeles area, and she sees people for all sorts of issues and gets them better. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing great, L. Ron. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Fabulous. Well, I don't know if you guys know that, as far as I'm concerned, I have never met a hypnotherapist that works as hard as L. Ron does to be expert level in the field. And I'm even talking like way beyond what I do to learn my stuff. I mean, you've always impressed me, L. Ron, with how much you work at learning all of it to be, I mean, like the 0.5 percenter. Have I ever told you that?
I can deal with that. Thanks.
Yeah, so L. Ron is here in Tustin, and absolutely, if I had a friend or a family member, since I don't work with friends or family members, or even had a client with a friend or family member that wanted to see somebody, a hypnotherapist down here in Orange County, I would absolutely send them to L. Ron at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. How do you like that?
We know exactly what to do, don't we, Meredith?
We sure do, and we do it almost every day.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we are doing a continuation of our last podcast, and we're getting into how we answer, how L. Ron and Meredith answer common potential client questions. And we covered 1 through 5 that we had come up with last podcast. If you haven't seen it, check it out. And we're getting into some more fun ones today. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, question number 6. I love this question, and I do get it more frequently than you would think. Can my fill-in-the-blank, husband, wife, brother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend, child, whoever, can my mom be in my session with me?
Yeah, and that question, there's a couple things that brings up immediately is, number one, they're obviously concerned about something. It's usually a red flag for another fear or misconception about hypnosis, like, hey, I want you to, you know, make sure that somebody's there just in case you try to erase my memory or something like that. They have a concern, or maybe the person that's close to them is really disapproving of the hypnosis and is telling them that they want that. Well, you can only get hypnosis if I'm there in the room with him. Okay, so we want to make sure that we take that opportunity to really educate them about what hypnosis is, and then address the question and say, well, listen, this is about you and me. Everything is confidential. It's not about you and me. It's about you getting to the other side of your issue. And everything that happens in session is completely confidential, and there's no reason for anyone else to be there unless you're afraid, because there's no concerns. You're going to remember everything from the session. Nobody's ever been hurt during the hypnosis. And don't worry about it so much. How about yourself, Meredith?
Yeah, you know, I love this question. And it really surprises me how many people do want someone to be in with them. And I think you're right. I mean, it's about their fear. It's about their misperceptions. It's often about, you know, the thinking is that this hypnotherapist is going to put me in a trance, I say in quotes, and I'm going to not be aware of what's happening to me, and who knows what they'll say to me and what they'll do to me during that time. And so I need my kind of bodyguard, if you will, to be there to make sure that nothing happens. And so I do take that opportunity to make sure that they understand that they will be aware of everything that is going on in the hypnosis, and that if there are any even suggestions that I give them that don't work for them, they're going to reject them. And so, you know, there's really absolutely nothing to be concerned about. But I won't do a session where someone else is going to be in the room, because it will stop that client's ability to be perfectly honest with me. And so what happens is, say it's a husband and wife, and the wife wants the therapy, and you know, hypnotherapy, and the husband is the one that she wants in the room, you know, and some of the issues, maybe in age regression, some of the times that we visit have to do with him, you know, how likely is she that she's going to actually share what she's feeling in detail in front of him, because she still knows he's in the room. And, you know, so I'll share an example like that. You know, the hypnosis room needs to be a safe place to share anything and everything that does come up when we're going through our process. And your husband could inhibit your ability to be perfectly honest. And if you're inhibited from being perfectly honest, then we're not going to be as successful together.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, people have internal conflicts about those sort of things. Once in a while, there are some people that do this. I don't do it, but there's some hypnotherapists that do house calls every once in a while when you absolutely have to. And once again, it's important that you explain to that person, like, hey, listen, you know, if you have a significant other, or if they have part of their mind that's concerned about the other person listening in on the session, they need to make sure that they have, that they're either alone or that they have enough privacy to where they're not going to be concerned, like you said, about somebody else listening in, because it might block them being able to really get in touch with the information that they need to get in touch with.
Yeah, I would never do 5-PATH on a house call. And, you know, some of you out there may do that, and if it works, more power to you. I just would never do that. I think the only time I have been willing to do a house call has been working with a cancer client and doing really mostly guided imagery healing work, not 5-PATH.
That's right. So, and that's a whole nother issue.
Whole
nother ball of wax.
You ready for another question?
Do it.
All right. Number 7. I love this one. Can I just do one session, then decide?
I don't know. Can you? Maybe if it's just one session that you want, why don't you just get a download for $9.95 off the internet and save yourself a whole lot of money? I don't actually say that, okay? But what I do tell them is, like, listen, how long have you had this problem? What we want to do is put you into a process where it's a system. I mean, because some things may not be able to be worked on until we work on other things first, and we have to prepare you optimally for each part of your issue to be resolved so that the changes are actually permanent. And there's got to be a commitment for that. And anyone who says that they can take care of your issue in one session or in 5 minutes, either they're really that good or they're lying to you. And this goes back to a previous point that we made in the last episode of not giving guarantees for services or any sort of that thing, because there's some techniques out there that do a one-session approach and then they give you a lifetime guarantee for, you know, if you ever smoke again, you can have another free session. And which is ridiculous, because that's like saying, well, you can have more of what didn't work in the first place. How about that? How's that working out for you? What are your thoughts on this, Meredith?
Yeah, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we don't lock our clients to the recliner. So they always can do just one session and decide. I don't tell them this, but that's just the reality. You know, no one is really bound to it. And the way it works is, you know, I collect for the first 2 sessions up front. Some people collect for the whole process up front, but I would expect that most people would, as long as they cancel, you know, their second session outside of the cancellation policy, then, respecting the cancellation policy, they're going to get a refund of whatever sessions are left. So, of course, they can only do one session and decide, but it's really important to make it clear to them, like you said, that it is a process, that it is not a situation where, you know, we are resolving the issue in one session and then reinforcing after that. And so, you know, what I understand that to mean usually when clients ask is, you know, they're just not sure about the whole thing. They're not sure about hypnosis. They're not sure about me. They're not sure if they're going to feel comfortable where I practice. And I like where I practice. I think they like me, and I know I'm good at what I do. So I'm confident enough to say, well, that's up to you. You just have to know that this is a process. And to get the results that you want and to make that long-term change, committing to the process is important.
Yeah, and everybody is different. That's the thing. Once again, you have to ascertain, are they looking for that quick fix? Do they have the wave a magic wand mentality? And if they do, then once again, it gives you an opportunity to educate and move them toward your mindset. And like you said, describe that this is a process, and we want to be as thorough as possible to make sure that you get all the benefits that you came in here from the changes that you want to make. What's next?
Exactly. So what's next is number 8. What if I can't be hypnotized?
Oh, that just makes me cry when that happens. I say, what's the thing we say, Meredith?
Well, we say anyone of normal intelligence who is not on some sort of major drug can be hypnotized.
That's right. And what's major drug?
Heroin.
That's right. Because it's not contraindicated to regular medications. I mean, if you're all hyped up, yeah, it's going to be a little difficult for you to fall into hypnosis. But yeah, once again, it's what is hypnosis? Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. And people have experienced that thousands of times in their life. Sometimes I tell people, hey, listen, if you don't want to call it hypnosis, why don't we just take the word hypnosis and put it somewhere else while we talk about it? Because all we're doing is recreating a state that you've been in before in your life and maintaining it on purpose professionally in the office. And half of it's about focus, and the other half is just following instructions. And so long as you're not afraid of being hypnotized, and you're smart, not smart, average, you can go into a great state of hypnosis. Another thing that I like to mention sometimes is that, just so you know, there's no such thing as a hypnotized feeling. Okay, you want to know what hypnosis feels like? Open your eyes, close your eyes, take a deep breath, let it out, put your hands on your legs, open your eyes. Maybe that's what hypnosis feels like to you. I don't know, but what I can tell you is that it's not important to know that that you're hypnotizable as it is to feel the benefits for the changes that you came in to make.
Yes, couldn't agree more. You ready for another question?
Do it.
All right. Number 9, do you take insurance?
No.
Next.
Some people do, but that's, once again, if they're like a social worker or something like that, they can do that. For a lot of you hypnotherapists, for myself and for Meredith, we don't take insurance. We do it all out of pocket. And one of the reasons we don't take insurance is because hypnotherapy is an unlicensed profession, and we're not covered. And there's not enough empirical evidence on a single approach to warrant us being able to take insurance. However, what I do like to point out to people is say, but just so you know, it's a short-term approach. I'm committed to getting you free of my services in the shortest amount of time possible. And then I can go into describing the work that I do, like it's a systematic approach and multiple sessions, and most issues take between 5 and 6 sessions to build the value. Because when they're asking that, what they're saying is that they have concerns that they're not going to be able to afford it, or that they don't want to put the money out to do that. What are your thoughts, Meredith?
Yeah, you know, I try to keep my answer relatively short on this. You know, when they ask that question, often what they'll ask is, do you take insurance? And I kind of turn that around and I say, actually, at this point in time, hypnosis is not being covered by insurance companies when it's being practiced by certified hypnotherapists. And usually that's enough If they poke and prod more than that, I'm happy to say that, you know, insurance is a business, and if they can find any reason not to cover something, they will, and they've chosen to only cover things that are licensed, and even then, it's questionable as to whether they will cover it. For instance, psychotherapy. Psychotherapy isn't always covered by insurance, even though it is practiced by licensed practitioners. It's really an insurance issue. If you'd like hypnosis by certified hypnotherapists to be covered by your insurance company, you're certainly welcome to take it up with them. And I leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, even for getting psychotherapy on a regular basis, you got to have the gold platinum plan with all the special things. You know, oh, I'm sorry, that's a pre-existing condition. No therapy for you. I mean, it's just a whole another ball of wax.
Yeah, and for you hypnotherapists out there, if any of you kind of feel bad that it's not being covered, you have to realize that even a lot of psychotherapists these days are not even working with insurance because it's gotten to be so messy, so time-consuming, so much of a challenge to get paid, and when you get paid so little. Lots of paperwork involved. When I was specializing in the eating disorder field, all of the eating disorder specialists that I knew, all of them, were cash pay only. All of them. None of them worked with insurance. And it's getting increasingly to be that way. I don't know how it is, obviously, across the nation, but here in California, especially in the Los Angeles area and in Orange County, it's getting quite common, even for psychiatrists, to be going cash pay only, that kind of thing. Okay, you ready for another question?
Do it.
All right. This one is an interesting one, and there's a million different ways to answer this. Number 10, what is your success rate?
Take it away.
All right. Well, you know, to be honest, I answer this question depending on my mood. How I answer it is going to be very different. And so at times I will say, what I find is that with every single one of my clients, they feel relief to some extent or another. And, you know, that's kind of the more vague way of answering it. It depends on how they ask the question. If they want to know specifically, you know, what's your percentage, I will say that I don't keep those statistics. You know, it's really hard to keep those statistics. It would require literally following my clients after they're done for a certain period of time and then crunching the numbers and giving that data. And I like to say that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, once I'm done with my clients, they're done with their issue, and the last thing I want to do is be hovering over them to be able to come up with a percentage to offer, you know, people in the future. But what I do know is that my work works. That yes. FivePath, that, you know, this advanced systematic process that I use works. And I see it day in and day out with my clients. Is it 100%? No. I don't know of any treatment, of any, you know, kind of therapeutic intervention, of any kind of work in this way with people that is 100%. But I know that I am able to make strides with people. I'm able to be successful with people when all of the other fields have failed them. And usually that information is enough for people to move past that question.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes I even tell them straight out, I say, well, my success rate is, there's a human component involved in that, of course, like anything else. But I tell them straight up, it's approaching 100%. And I explain to them a little bit about my business model. I say, you have to understand, my business depends on referrals, and I don't see people for very long. I mean, 5-6 sessions, and then you're done. It's bye-bye, so long, maybe I never see you again. And so I said that sometimes I tell them the last thing I want, personally and professionally, is for one more person to be walking out there saying, oh, hypnosis didn't work for me. Oh, I've tried everything else, even hypnosis. And I guess I must just be a smoker for life. I said, so your commitment is very important to me, as is your success rate. But like you said, Meredith, you'll be experiencing relief absolutely most of the time.
All right.
What's
ready
next?
For another question?
Yeah.
Okay. I like this one. Can I do anything to get ready for my sessions?
Sometimes I like to tell them, you know what you can do to get ready for your session? As you can start really stepping into the mindset of relief, because I want you to know that whatever you're experiencing right now is temporary. And we have the tools in this day and age to handle it. And it's only a matter of time before you're going to be experiencing the relief that you want with this issue. I mean, more than anything else, well, what can they do in between sessions? I mean, just kind of stew on how they have the problem and wait? I mean, most important thing that you want to convey to them is that there is relief on the other side and that we do it all the time. And once again, this is a great time to build expectation and maybe tell a story or two, because you want to express to the client more than anything else that, listen, this is what I do, and I have success where everything else has failed. I mean, one of the things that we say in class is that we get the hardest cases and see the people with the hardest problems. I mean, after all, people are trying hypnosis after they've tried everything else a lot of the time. They finally call the hypnotist. Oh, well, just hypnotize me and take it away. And so we have a lot of leverage when they say this to us.
I love that answer. Beautiful.
Right. Perfect. On. What's next?
I love it. I'm taking it. I'm stealing it. I'm using it. There you go.
Right on.
All right, so number 12, how quickly can I expect results?
Take it away.
All right, you know, this is obviously very individual, and so I tell people everybody is different. But as far as I'm concerned, the majority of my clients do feel some relief after the first session, and then it continues to move from there. I say, you know, human beings are more like dimmer switches than light switches. We shift out of our behaviors, out of our habits, more slowly than, you know, some people would hope for or expect. And you know that it's one of those things where you're going to feel a little bit of relief and then a little bit more and then a little bit more and a little bit more. And next thing you know, not only are you not going to have the problem anymore, but you're just going to feel a whole lot better. And that's pretty much it. What do you have to add to that, Elron?
Yeah, sometimes I tell them, listen, you're going to start experiencing results right away just with your internal level of your sense of control. I mean, whatever resiliency you have inside to handle stress or to handle anything in your life that might be bothering you, what we want to do is get that and amplify it 10, 20, 100 times so that you have the attitude that, you know what, it's okay, I can handle it with no matter what life sends your way. And that's going to be the end result from the sessions more than anything else, but you're going to be experiencing results right away. But just keep in mind that it is a process, and sometimes things get worse before they get better, and that's a good thing. Once again, this is also a time where you want to be preparing the client and eliciting their involvement and getting those yeses to have them on board with what you do and have their commitment, as long as you can connect the benefits to wherever they are now to with whatever type of fluctuation might occur after you start the hypnotherapy.
Beautiful. I love it. Well, you know what? We're out of time.
Oh, just one more?
All right.
I'm looking at one question. It's the question, will I be able to drive afterwards?
Do you guys ever get that? Isn't that the funniest question?
I get that. You know what? I've gotten that like once, I think, or and I say, yeah, that's why we have coffee in the office.
I actually get this question relatively frequently, and I think it's because I work in LA, and LA is, you know, like any major city, driving can be, you know, a little challenging. And so, you know, I think people are more concerned, and some people do sometimes opt to take buses versus drive in their regular life. You know, when I work with students, maybe they have a car, but they mostly take the bus, that kind of thing. And so they'll ask to kind of try to find out if they should maybe leave the car at home and take the bus instead. But, you know, I tell them absolutely. You know, I have yet to have a client get in a car accident after one of our sessions. Very safe to drive afterwards. You know, I do say that most people find that after their session, there is this, you know, maybe 5 to 15 minute little period of time where they feel, you know, just a little woozy, maybe a little spacey. But we usually talk through that time, and by the time they use the restroom and walk out the door, they're going to be clear-headed and ready to go.
Yeah, and if they have brought that concern up in the past, I kind of file that away sometimes. And, you know, of course, I say what you said. It's not gonna make you drunk. You know, no one's ever been stuck in hypnosis. But I point out after the first session or second session or whatever, I say, you know what? What I'd like you to do is just go to your car and sit there for a few minutes and go back over the session in your head to reinforce the benefits and to reinforce all the hard work that you did today.
Exactly. I like it. Well, L. Ron, this has been so much fun. I do hope that we have another Cal-free podcast series in the future, because this has been a blast. This is Meredith Locker. I want to ask you guys again to please send in your questions, feedback, comments, whatever it is that you have. We want to hear it. You can post them right down there. If you're watching this on calbanyan.com, there's a place to leave feedback or post questions underneath. We're always looking for information there. You can also join our HypnoSpace if you haven't already joined, and there's an Ask Cal group where you can post your questions. We do look there for the questions, and you can also email them to us. My email address is meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. I'll have L. Ron give you his in a moment, and my website address will also be posted down there where all that material is. And we have a super special guest co-host starting next week, so hopefully you all will tune in for that. And I want to show you guys a picture of my doggie. I haven't gotten to show her. This is Coco Loco. Oh. Can you see her? Oh, she's so cute. Oh. So she's my new puppy. Three times is a charm. I tried with two other dogs and my dog just rejected the other two, but loves Coco, and so they're just a match made in heaven, having so much fun in the new year.
All right. Well, we have covered so much good material. I mean, we were able to get through so many good questions. I think we gave them a lot of really good information.
I think so, too. And if you guys have any questions that come up off of these questions, certainly send those in as well. And, someone will cover them in the future.
Eventually. We'll get to the important stuff. A couple of announcements real quick. We have the Super Course coming up March 1st. And I don't know when you're watching this, but see if you can get there before January 29th and get that early bird discount. There's also the Week of Power that is coming up on May 16th through the 22nd. I'll be in that assisting with training, and maybe Meredith will as well. If you want to know more about this process or have any questions about hypnosis in general, go to hypnosis.org. For class schedules, go to hypnosiscenter.com. We have just a bunch of websites. If you were watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, go back to calbanyan.com and look underneath for a list of links and special things like that. Right now, I'm taking advantage of the law of primacy and recency, where people tend to remember the first thing and the last thing. So since this is the last thing going in your mind, I want you to check out our stuff, because after all, we do have the best stuff in the business. We're the one percenters, the hypno commandos. And thanks for watching this podcast. We'll see you next time. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.